Do you really need an expensive unlimited wireless plan? Well, Aaron North doesn't think so. His company, Mint Mobile, is offering you a limited amount of data monthly and a way lower price, $20 monthly. Now, perhaps you saw the Mint Mobile ad on the Super Bowl. On today's Talking Tech, Aaron North will explain why he believes that many of us are spending way too much money on wireless.
When I came to Mint, my job was to sort of like look at the marketplace and decide if we were going to do wireless, start over today, how would you do it differently? And the answer was crystal clear. It's an online-only business. So right now, wireless service is driven by a traditional brick-and-mortar retail experience. All those stores cost money. You've got rent, you've got lights, you've got staff. You've got, you know, decor, all those things that need to be paid. Because we're an online-only direct-to-customer business, what we've done is we've removed one of the largest line items in the cost equation. And instead of keeping that as profit, what we're doing is we're giving that back to the consumer in the form of lower cost. What we also do is we couple that with the buy-in-bulk business model. So very much the Costco or Sam's Club, where the more you buy, the more you save. And since wireless is, you know, it doesn't spoil, we can offer that service to people at such an affordable rate because now we aren't acquiring customers and then reacquiring on a monthly basis. Customers are coming to us, staying with us for 3, 6, or 12 months, and we can build a cost structure that benefits that loyalty.
Okay, so in the land of how do you do this? When I talk to your friends at Unreal Mobile, when they've got, I think, even lower price, the $10 for a gig or something like that, and they told me that there's a lot of people out there in the real world who don't use a lot of data, and there's no reason to pay for it. You're more generous. You've got 8 gigs. Do you believe that people do not use as much data as people believe in that they're very comfortable with going onto Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I position it quite a bit different. So I'm an opponent to unlimited, right? So this idea of unlimited data to me is ridiculous. You know, I would never buy an unlimited gas card for $1,000 a month because there's no chance I could ever make that pay out. What people don't realize is that with unlimited, you're in essence paying for the heavy user. So by us having data buckets or data restrictions or data allotments, whatever you want to call it, we're able to really identify the cost structure of a customer and then make sure that that customer is paying the right amount. Now, I'll tell you, one of our most popular plans is our lowest data plan, which is now 3 gigs because we've upgraded that and not increased price, by the way. So we do have a 3 gig plan that you can get for $15 a month. Now, it's not on promotion right now like we have for 8 gig, but we do find customers are savvy, right? They have Wi-Fi at home and they have Wi-Fi at work. So in essence, they need cellular data for the weekend and for their commute. And often in the commute, it's music driven or maps driven, not really, you know, you're not watching video as, you're driving into the office in the morning. So we do have lots of people on that plan, but the national average for cellular data is about 6 gigs a month. Now, you add Wi-Fi data to that, and that number gets much larger because the people are using it at home and at work. But we figured in my position and my proposition to the customer is, look, if we offer you 8 gigs, that should satisfy most of America.
I'm Jefferson Grant. You've been listening to Talking Tech. You can buy Mint Mobile's wireless at mintmobile.com or bestbuy.com. Questions about wireless? I'm here to help. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to great online audio. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.